At some point in life, you will lose your balance and fall for the first time. Get back up and try again.
At some point in life, you will fall for the second time. Get back up and try again.
At some point in life, you will fall for the third time, fall for the fourth time. Get back up and try again.
Falling one time is not a failure. It's the start of your journey. The pain of failing is temporary. It will not last. No matter how many times you get knocked down, you get up again. Get knocked down for the fifth time. Get back up and try again. There are no quick fixes in life. Anything of real worth will take struggle and perseverance.
Success is a journey. What is most important, that one simply does their absolute best and remains persistent.
We learn little from victory, much more from defeat. Stay focused. Even if you fall 1,000 times, you just keep getting up and trying again and again and again. Your start does not determine how you're going to finish. Every day is a new opportunity to reach that goal, to reach that dream.
Success is no accident. It is hard work, perseverance, learning, studying, sacrifice, and most of all, love of yourself and of what you are aiming to achieve.
The difference between ordinary and extraordinary is that little extra. That little extra day. I fall down 6 times, I get up and try again. I fall down 7 times, I get up and try again. We all start standing on our own 2 feet, standing for what we believe in, standing for what is right, standing for our loved ones, and standing for those who can't stand themselves, even if it means standing alone. Keep your head up and keep your feet on the ground, because your life is dependent on it. And whatever you want to accomplish, you must empty your heart and your soul into it. You must believe when others say you cannot. You must go when your heart is telling you to stop. You must rise and become legendary. You just keep getting up and trying again and again and again. Fall down 7. Stand up 8.
Of a champion. What does it take to really truly be a champion? Well, it takes more than excuses. It takes more than just giving yourself a pass. There are only so many champions in the world. And true champions understand what dedication and hard work really is. True champions understand if you're gonna be a lion, you got to know what it means to go through the jungle. You can't pretend or fake it just to make it, to be a champion. When everybody else is sleeping, the champion is the one that wakes up. The champion gets up before the sun comes up. The champion is the one that never lets the sun catch them sleeping. There will become a time when you have to realize that you got to put in the work, and you got to understand that if you're gonna do it, you better do it with the right attitude. Because attitude is what's gonna take to get you to the level that you need to be and beyond it. Champions don't just come overnight. Champions have to grow. Champions have to work. Champions have to dig. Champions have to believe. Champions don't have time to wait around for something to happen on its own. Being a champion takes work, grit, and understanding that if you're trying to be better than the opponent, you got to work a little bit harder than the person that you're up against.
I ain't running from hell. I'm bringing heaven to it. I'm a warrior, champion, and that's what we do. You think you've won, the world thinks I failed, But the truth is, I got you right where I want you. Fire True Music. Me and Destiny in collusion. Feed the dream and starve the illusion. I'm not weak. I'm just strong in the making. You'll never make me tap out. You can't break me. Struggle made me. Watch me do it. I ain't running from hell. I'm bringing heaven to it. I move away from the safety and comfort of the familiar and instead aggressively pursue the unknown. Like David waiting on the throne.
Ah, grind.
Greatness is the child born out of intense struggle.
Ah,
trials and tribulations are the factory that produce genius. When an average person experiences rejection, their motivation diminishes. When a champion, a warrior, tastes rejection, it makes them hungrier than ever. The biggest enemy of greatness is the undisciplined mind. Anyone who desires success at the highest level must first conquer their own thinking. As believers, we must chisel away with faith the illusion that what we desire is absent. Unwavering belief is the creative process that allows the full manifestation of what has always been. The law of attraction will bend and shape reality until the outside world looks like what we are seeing in our mind. I ain't running from hell. I'm bringing heaven to it. We don't have to wait until we die in order to experience heaven. Our thinking can bring heaven to us now. Rise, champion. Climb. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Some of you are trying to sell a dream to others that you yourself don't believe in. Successful people buy in first, knowing that the world will eventually follow. Your thinking must stop having affairs and must remain loyal to your dream for it to become a reality. Your spiritual adversary needs your fear and doubt in order to sustain himself. True warriors will always rise. Most of those that we call genius, regardless of their field of expertise, created their masterpieces from an emotional environment of pain. The hurts became legends by channeling and unleashing those raw, intense emotions of afflictions into their work. We feel and resonate deeply with their artistic expressions of truth because of the agony and trauma that gave birth to it. So use the gift of your own trial and tribulation to propel you beyond the common limits of average human existence. Harness this powerful inner energy created from your struggle and use it as transportation to take you to that place the world calls greatness. All the great influencers who shook the world did so by finding the strength in being vulnerable and owning it. I ain't running from hell. I'm bringing heaven to it. I'm a warrior, champion, and that's what we do. You think you've won. The world thinks I failed. But the truth is, I got you right where I want you. Fire True Music. Me and Destiny in collusion. Feed the dream and starve the illusion. I'm not weak. I'm just strong in the making. You'll never make me tap out. You can't break me. Struggle made me. Watch me do it. I ain't running from hell. I'm bringing heaven to it. I move away from the safety and comfort of the familiar and instead aggressively pursue the unknown. Like David waiting on the throne.
Ah, grind.
Greatness is the child born out of intense struggle.
Ah,
trials and tribulations are the factory that produce genius. Fire True Music. Me and Destiny in collusion. Feed the dream and starve the illusion.
You can't break me because the struggle made me.
Dr. Billy Allsbrooks.
Warrior.
Blessed and unstoppable. Fire True Music. To God be the glory.
Now is your time. Now's the time where the talking is done. Now is the moment where you got to make a decision. And the decision is simply this. Are you ready to take the next step? Listen, no more stressing. That's it. I'm not about to let you stress anymore. The stress about graduating is over. The stress about that paper you got to write. The stress about the new coming year. The stress about going to school, the stress about those grades. I'm not about to let you stress. No, that stress is over. Now is the time for you to stand up.
You can travel the world and study students and their behaviors and their mindsets. There is a science behind achievement.
Now it's time for you to get fueled up. Yeah, I want you to get mad. I want you to get sick and tired of being sick and tired. I want you to get sick and tired of being average.
When you want to let go, when you want to surrender, when you want to stop, when you are ready to quit, when you have failed and failed again, let me remind you what got you here. Remember how you felt when you started. You were hungry. Hunger got you here. A strong desire got you here. You were desperate to break curses in your family. You were desperate to break the cycle of poverty and depression. You were desperate. Hunger got you here.
Remember this. Every dream requires discipline. Every dream requires discipline. I want you to get sick and tired of failing over and over again. I want you to get mad. Yeah, I want you to get so mad that you start studying like you've never studied before. I want you to get so mad that you go ahead and buy some books. I want you to get so mad that you grab a tutor. I want you to get so mad like you've never done your homework before. I need you to get fired up. Are you ready? Are you ready? Because now is your time.
Can you see? Can you see through the darkness? Can you see what's around you? Can you feel the emptiness? Can you feel the loneliness? Darkness is upon you. Darkness surrounds you. The darkness is trying to bring you down. The darkness is trying to take everything from you. But yet, you continue to push forward. Can you see? Do you understand what it means to stand alone? Can you see the light? It builds you up. Even when you think you're weak, you have a way to be strong. This is not the time to quit. This is not the time to give up. Yes, darkness is upon you, but there will come a time the sun will shine. Dawn is upon you now. Can you really see the light? Can you really understand the light within you? Your journey can be seen millions and millions of miles away because you traveled through the darkness. You fought through the darkness. You were down in the darkness. You cried in the darkness. You wandered in the darkness. It is time for you to welcome the light. This emptiness that you are feeling right now, it is only a temporary match, a temporary thing that is going on inside of you right now. It's only temporary, but it is necessary. It is necessary that you struggle. It is necessary that you feel alone. It is necessary that you have to continue to go forward. Nothing can stop this because that light has already been there. That light is embedded in you. That light exists in you. Dawn is coming. The sun is going to rise, and you will see the light within you. Build yourself up. Strengthen your mind. Strengthen your body. Strengthen your soul. And welcome the dawn.
What will you do with your pain? Will you let it break you, or will you let it redefine you?
Seasons of crisis. Everybody say it with me. Overcoming seasons of crisis.
That no one can do it for you but you. And even though you face disappointments, even though you will experience some setbacks, it goes with the territory. You must understand that.
Life has taught me that you will grow through what you go through. Life has taught me for every level, there's another devil. Life has taught me the depth of your struggle will determine the height of your success.
What will you do with your pain? Will you let it break you, or will you let it redefine you? And hear me, everybody's got a dream. Everybody's got a goal. Everybody wants something in life. But many of you in this room right now, your beast mode is idle. Your beast mode is not turned on. And when you leave this place, I'm telling you, your life is going to go to a whole nother level if you can learn to turn that switch on and keep that switch on. I need you to recycle your pain. I want you to recycle your pain. Now, many of you, when you get this water bottle, you might be thinking this is the first time that this is the very first time this particular plastic was formed. And we don't know, this could have come from anywhere, right? So you gotta do me a huge favor. Because what you're gonna discover as you're going towards your dream, as you're going towards your goal, there are gonna be so many distractions. There are gonna be so many people that are haters, so many people that come up against you, so many obstacles, so many trials, so many tribulations. When people ask me, E.T., like for real, E., I know you can give me 20 things that you've done to help yourself to become successful, but E.T., I just need like one or two. Can you give me one or two? And one of the things I tell people is, I outlasted the pain. I outlasted the pain. When I was sleeping in those abandoned buildings, I kept telling myself, one day you'll be a homeowner. Every time I walked into that abandoned building, I told myself that this might be your current circumstances, but this will not be how the story ends. All you have to do, E.T., is to survive today. To survive today. When they kicked me out of school, I knew that I would not be a high school dropout for the rest of my life. I knew I got to get through this one day. For those of you who didn't meet my mom last year, me and my mom been through a lot. My mom and I have gone months and almost years of not talking to each other, but every single day I kept telling myself, one day I'll have a great relationship with my mom. One day. Well, I didn't grow up with my biological father. He wasn't in my life until I was 30 years old. But I told myself, today, your father is not in your life, but one day. And so every single day when I wake up homeless, one day. Every single day when I woke up in that abandoned building, one day. One day is going to be E.T.'s day, but that day can't come if I give up today. So every single day when I woke up, I kept telling myself, today might not be the day, but soon it will be my day, and I will recycle my pain. What will you do with your pain? Will you let it break you, or will you let it redefine you? I outlasted the pain. I outlasted the pain.
Over the years, I have become intrigued and obsessed with the study of one of the most undervalued, underrated superpowers that exist in our world today. That is the study of the power of the mind. I don't think people really understand the power that they possess on a daily basis. It's a muscle that only needs to be exercised, and once exercised, its potential is limitless.
Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Your mindset is how you set your mind. And every single day, we have a choice to move forwards into growth or back into safety.
So be deliberate. Only you can change it. Use it well, and it will lead you to accomplish the incredible. Be deliberate with your mindset. Believe that you're in control of the outcome.
If you can see it in your mind, if you can believe it in your heart, and have the courage to speak it, then you can pull it into your reality.
So many people right now don't realize that our minds play tricks on us. Have you ever tried to go to sleep at night and your mind has been working overtime? Have you ever been walking down the street and thinking that someone is behind you? Our minds play tricks on us unless we make the conscious decision to develop a growth mindset. We will be lost and we will be a victim to a mind that has been conditioned to focus on what is wrong, to focus on what is missing, to focus on what we haven't got.
Where does that change come from? Because is it enough? You want the change. You have new goals. You have new plans. Is that enough?
The secret is to work on your mindset daily. Work on the way that you see the world. Otherwise, you'll live your whole life seeing the world through someone else's eyes. You'll be a creature of circumstance. You'll be a victim of your life and not the master of it. Read books. Listen to audios like this one. Start learning about why you do the things that you shouldn't do and why you don't do the things that you should. It's all because of the way that thing between your ears is wired. But know this, you're in control of rewiring it whenever you make the decision to do so. At any moment, you can take control back of your life and start creating a life that you deserve, not a life that someone else has paved out for you.
Thicken your skin. Become more of a human being. Don't be afraid of the reflection in the mirror, because that's all you can be afraid of. Once you overcome the reflection in the mirror, you've done it.
If the lion is the king of the jungle, how can he be the king of the jungle? If he's not the biggest, the elephant is probably one of the biggest. He can't be the fastest because that's a cheetah. He can't be the smartest. So he's not the biggest, the fastest, or the smartest. So how does a lion become the king of the jungle? His mentality. That's the only difference of a lion and an elephant. When a lion walks up and sees an elephant, he thinks lunch. An elephant thinks run. And it's all mentality. Because when a male lion walks up, he may be outnumbered by a pack of hyenas, but I'm king of my jungle because of my mentality.
Lions are visionaries. They see the future. They see what it is to run the jungle. They see who's harmless. They see who can harm. They see who's playing games.
That lion, that gazelle wants to live another day. And that lion wants to eat so he can live another day. And let me tell you who's gonna win that battle. The one who cares the most. Because that lion knows if I give all my energy at this gazelle, and if I miss the gazelle, if I don't catch the gazelle, I've exerted all this energy and I don't get to eat, I gotta waste another day to eat, I'm in trouble because I won't have the same strength tomorrow. I won't have the same focus tomorrow. I won't have the same drive tomorrow. I won't have the same energy tomorrow. So I got to care enough that I see this opportunity, I see that gazelle coming by, I gotta get it. The lion and the gazelle, the one who's gonna win, is the one who cares the most.
There is a light inside of every one of us, an ember that burns and begs us to become more than what we have ever been. This is the flicker of creativity, the spark of an idea, the outline of a design.
You gotta make it happen. Can't nobody else do it for you. You're in charge of your it. Every day the clock is ticking. Every year the calendar moves. Your it cannot be delayed forever. Your it gotta start with your first step. Your it gotta start with your first move. Matter of fact, it begins in your mind. It is your dreams. It is your purpose. It is your future.
There are three types of people in this world. There are people who watch things happen. There are people who wonder what happened. And there are people who make things happen. You gotta determine which person you are. You can make a wish, or you can make it happen.
You must first believe that you can, that you will, that you must, when you are no longer willing to tolerate being in the room of failure, then that's when you're going to break free.
Are you going to rise and go higher and go stronger than you ever did in your life? Or are you going to look in the mirror and see that image and realize that you are more than the image in the mirror?
There's enough fire inside of you. After everything you have been through, you've got to be able to see your value.
Are you going to realize that it is time for you to step up and make it happen? Or are you going to put aside all your doubts and fears? Or are you going to be strong enough to go forward? Or are you going to allow weakness to tell you that you don't have what it takes to make it happen?
There is no one like you in all of the earth. There is no one that can do what you can do. You are the only option. You are the only play. Nobody else is going to be able to do this. When you get that in your head, that you are the only one that is going to be able to do this, that nobody's going to give you a handout, that you have to make this happen, that every room you walk into, you show up and you show out and you leave it all on the table.
We don't have time to second guess. It's time for you to rise up, and it's time for you to make that first step. It's time for you to start grinding so that you can make it happen.
You got to make it happen. At the end of the day, you got to be strong. At the end of the day, you got to push forward. You got to fight forward. You got to make it happen.
You must accept this truth, that you were born for such a time as this, and that at this very moment, all you have is all you need. Make it happen.
How bad do you really want it? Yeah, you talk about it all the time, but how bad do you really want it? You see, I'm chasing this game, this motivation. The pain that I've seen my whole life, I understand now. I understand that they don't want to see us make it. They don't want to see us stand on the stage with the big dogs and take a little of that money off their table. You see, now they call the millennials disrespectful, but that's not true. We cried out and we cried out for help, but you never came. We cried out and we cried out, but you never wiped the tears off our eyes. We wanted to be just like you, but we grew up and we realized that our idols was just that. They're not teachers. They're not the water that spreads on the flowers and help us grow. They're bloodsuckers. They watch us and they look at us like we're dumb, young, and we'll never be anything. But I'm here to tell you that changes. That changes. And that idol become rivals. I bled for this. Buried my mother for this. Put my heart and soul into this. I know the feeling. No, this not that fake lion, tigers, and bears motivation. This that growing up in the slums, watching your mom nod on the couch as you go to school. We want more. We want more out of this life. And if you're not willing to give that to us, we're going to take it. Because a man is not a man by his age. A man is a man by his experiences. What he goes through. What he fights through. That's what makes a warrior. That's what makes the greatest of all time. I won't end my life in a bottomless pit. I'm gonna rise and I'm gonna show the world that greatness is obtained by the man that never stopped pushing. Never stop chasing. Yeah, they tell us to have patience, but what patience when your stomach is growling? What patience? patience when the bills is due? What's patience when the family that looks up to you and believes in you starts to doubt you? You see, this is a new motivation. This is real motivation. I do this for those kids that bury their mother before they become a man or woman. I do this for that child that was taken from his household and put in a foster system. And that's where he had to learn how to be a man. You see, this life is not daisies and roses. This life is hard. But if it wasn't hard, why do we exist? What challenges will we have? You know, some individuals like it easy. They like it put on a pedestal for them. But some of us gotta grind. We gotta dig. We gotta make it happen for ourselves. You see, no, we never did it for the money. We did it to stop the blood. We did it to stop the pain. We did it to turn the showers into sunshine. We won't stop until our family no longer struggles. We won't stop until we're number one. So when you ask the world, who is William Hollis? They're gonna tell you. He represents the blood that was spilt in those project buildings. He represents those kids that buried their mother too soon. He represents the underdog. The ones that was ignored, but was so gifted that they kicked the door down.